Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Carrie Rodriguez. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to see you again. And she'll perform tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fired Pizza. And the new CD is called Give Me All You Got. We'll hear a little bit about it during the session today and what's been going on with you since the last time we saw you. And what's this first one you're going to start us off with?
Well, this starts out the record, and it's a tune called Devil in Mind. You gonna do? You got something in mind? Got a little time for a girl just passing through? A girl just passing through. Tell me, honey, what you gonna play? Can you play that thing? Can you do it till you bring me back to another day? To the heat of another day. Devil in mind, devil in mind. Everybody got a little devil in mind. Devil in mind, stealing you blind. Everybody got a little devil in mind.
Rodriguez with Luke Jacobs as well, joining her on guitar and vocals. And it's one you can find off her brand new studio album, Give Me All You Got. That was Devil in Mind. It's on 9th Street Opus and produced by Lee Townsend, who you've worked with in the past. Tell us a little bit about your working again with him on this one.
Sure. Lee, well, he's been producing records for about 30 years, and he's become a dear friend. Well, I got to know Lee through Bill Frisell. He's
nice.
One of my favorite musicians of all time. And Lee's produced most of Bill's records in the last 20 years. And, you know, he loves all kinds of music, jazz, world music. His ears are huge. And it's cool. You know, he doesn't even play an instrument, but he's really familiar with sounds. He's great with mixing. And it's just funny. He kind of lets me do what I do, and then I listen to him for the things I don't know about, mm-hmm. and it works out great.
Yeah, he's got that large, big ears.
Big old ears.
And this album kind of the highs and lows with emotions and personal, right?
It's pretty personal. Good. Yeah. I'm just kind of letting it all hang out lately.
Hey, why not, right? And because the title of the last one?
Love and Circumstance. It was a covers album. Right. Yeah.
So this is all originals and, mm-hmm. and written from the heart and so much good stuff on it. And she's touring in support of it. She'll be at Natalie's Coal-Fired Pizza. We'll do a ticket giveaway after the next song that they're going to do. On violin, of course, today. Fiddle, violin. And you started learning when you were age 4. Right?
Five, actually.
Okay.
Yes. Small correction.
Yeah.
So different, Maggie. No, I know. I've been playing for a long time at this point. I never wanted to really do anything else. I never learned how to do much besides play the violin.
Yeah.
One trick pony.
Well, your dad was also a big songwriter still. Yeah. And you were on the road with him back when you were a teenager, too. So things started quite early, not only learning, but performing on stage, too.
Yeah, right? They did. You know, I started playing classical music on the violin and was still doing that when I, did my first tours with my dad. But playing with my dad was, you know, the first taste of improvising on the violin and playing something other than classical music. I think our first tour was when I was about 14. He somehow convinced my mother that it was okay for me to leave high school for a month to go on tour with him in Europe. Which, now that I think about it, it was outrageous. But it was great.
Yeah. When your mom said, okay?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she let me fly over there by myself and meet him. But it was great. I mean, I really got a taste of what it truly is to be on the road. You know, not so rosy, but real and, you know, meeting amazing people.
Yeah. And we'll talk about your music relationship with Chip Taylor, too, after this next song. And that kind of started 10 years ago, I think, or somewhere around there, somewhere. But we'll talk about that after this next song that you're going to do. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure. Well, I'm native of Texas, come from Austin, but Luke comes from northern Minnesota, and I've gotten to know quite a few lovely Minnesota guys over the last few years. So this is my little love song to the Minnesota man. It's called Lake Harriet. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? I'm moving too fast, think I never can stop. I've been running from the past, trying to beat it to the top. The miles add up, I hate to see another town. I try to look up, but all I feel is down. Baby, you're the only makes me come undone. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? Whisper those sweet nothings like no other man can. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my those sweet nothings like no
Mother May came. And when the sun goes down on Minneapolis, I see the master plan. Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand? Won't you walk me around Lake Harriet and hold my hand?
Great. It's Carrie Rodriguez live from Studio A. And you can also find that one off the latest studio album, Give Me All You Got. Lake Harriet. You work with Chip Taylor. You guys did a few albums together, and then you branched out on your own and have had a few since. But tell us a little bit about your work with the legendary Chip Taylor and
sure.
and where you first crossed paths.
I met Chip Taylor at South by Southwest, our festival in Austin, in 2001. And I was fresh out of music school, very green. I mean, you know. And at that time, he hired me. He saw me playing in a little record store and hired me to play the fiddle with him in a few shows in Texas and then later in Europe. I think my first tour with him was in Europe. And I had never sung even harmony with anybody before I met Chip. I never was interested in singing. I mean, I played the violin my whole life, and my goal was to be a sideman woman, I guess you should say. So he did say, you know, I'll want you to sing some harmony with me. Can you do that? And I was like, well, I don't know, but yes.
Let's try that.
And we try, you know, little by little. I think after first few shows on our big tour, our first big tour was in Sweden, I think. And after the first few shows, he said, okay, we're going to do a duet in the middle of the show. And it's going to be a big moment, and you're just going to do it. He really had to sort of twist my arm. I was terrified. But people didn't boo me off the stage. And that turned into, we made a duet record together, I guess in 2002 was our first one.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I'd only been singing for 6 months or something when we made that record.
So when you realized, hey, I'm really enjoying this. People were loving it, you know? I mean,
yeah. And I was really enjoying it. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long road of just doing it to finally get to the place where I actually can call myself a singer. It's taken me a long time because I just didn't quite believe it. And I feel like I worked so hard to learn how to play the violin that it wasn't right that I should just start singing.
And then writing your songs, right?
Yeah. But, I love it. I love doing it. I really do.
And Austin, Texas, of course, South by Southwest just took place. And were you at the event this year or in town and at home or out on the road?
Yeah, we finished a 7-week tour and got back to Austin 2 days before South by started. So it was really nuts. We just jumped right in and played probably 5 or 6 shows.
Oh, nice.
I think out of the last 12 years, I've done every South By except for 2.
And it's just gotten so much bigger and bigger and
it
bigger.
It has.
Except
yeah.
2. Wow.
So, I know.
But you're right there at home. You got your own place. And
I got my own place. I got secret parking places downtown. So I have, you know, little perks of living in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming back and love the new album. Congratulations on
this
wonderful new album called Give Me All You Got. It's Carrie Rodriguez joined by Luke Jacobs today. And they'll be tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fire Pizza. That's a 10 o'clock showtime.
Yep.
And CarrieRodriguez.com is the website to keep up to date with her and when she's coming back and all that good stuff. Facebook as well.
Yes.
What's this last one you're going to do?
We'll finish with I Cry for Love.
All right.
If I won't, I just stay. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. I cry for love. I cry for love. If I fall, I get up. I don't break. If I won't, I just stay. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry. I don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. I cry for love. I cry for love. want some other, some wood where it's a. And if I fall, I get up. Am I tough, tough enough? Oh, I've been in, I don't break. If I walk.